Mesechtes Gittin, Daf Mem Vav, 11 lines from the bottom of Daf Mem Hey, and Beis, after the Mishnah. And the Mishnah teaches that although if a Zohar divorces a wife, then as long as she didn't get remarried to someone else in the interim, he can still remarry her. However, Rabbanan will misakin two takanas. Number one, Hametzis Ishtim Shum Shemra Lo Yachzer. If Reuven divorced Rachel based on rumors and it lies that she was Mizana, so Reuven would no longer be allowed to remarry Rachel. And number two, if he divorces her Mishum Neda because she made a Neda, he can also no longer remarry her. And the Gemara will explain that the Kana was instituted either Mishum Kekula, as Reuven specifies that he's divorcing Rachel because she possibly was Mizana, or because she made a Neda, and she then gets remarried to Shimon and has children and is then in Skala, that Rachel was never Mizana, or she was able to be Matar Neda, that Reuven may claim that he never meant to be Megarisha under these circumstances, and Lefi Rashi, the get would be Batal, and the children will be Mazirim. However, now that he knows that the Rabbanim were Geizda, that he can never remarry Rachel, so there's no longer any concern for Kilgal, as since he knows that he can't remarry her in any case, therefore he knows that there's no point for him to say that he really didn't mean to give the get, and therefore it would cause her issues as she would now be an Ashish and potentially her children would be Mamzerim. And the second reason that the Gemara will explain is the Gzir was a Knas on these women since there are rumors that she was Mizana or made Nadarim, and as Rashi brings, Shalayu B'nai Yisrael Prutzis Barayis Uvin Nadarim. And in a moment we will see a Machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Ramei in the Mishnah, and as Rashi explains that the reason for Rabbi Yehuda is because he learned that the reason for this takana wasn't because we were chayish l'kula, but he holds the takana is based on the knas, where Meir holds the opposite, that the reason for the takana is because of a kukula. And with this akdama, let's see the Mishnah. If Reuven divorces Rachel because he heard and there was a laz that she was actually mizana, lo yachzer, that he never could go and remarry her, even if she didn't yet get remarried to someone else. The same din applies that if he divorces Rachel mishum neda because she had a neda, and even if she only had one neda, and he wasn't happy about that. So once again, lo yachzer, Reuven cannot go and remarry her, even if she did not yet get married to another man. And Rashi is vafil nimsum devarim b'dayim. And even we find that the laz was not true, or yan neda hitir chachamim, or she got rid of her neda as she had a taras chacham, and she was mat her neda. The Mishnah continues. Rabbi Yehuda Imer, Rabbi Yehuda states, and as we explained, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the reason for the takana of hametzi ishishtay mishum shamra that lo yachzer and mishum neda lo yachzer is based on a knas to the woman shloiyu b'nai yisrael prutzis barayis b'nadarim. And therefore, Rabbi says that the only time that this knas applies in the gate in the darim is called neda shiyada by rabim leyachser, is only when this neda was a chashav neda that she made in public. And since Rabbi Yehuda holds that a neda shiyada by rabim is in loy hafara, and therefore that's considered a greater pritzus, the rabbanim made a knas that this get should be final and she would not be able to remarry Reuven. However, shiyada by rabim, if she made a neda that was not by rabim and therefore it's yesh lehafara, in that case it's not such a strong neda, and the rabbanim did not make this knas, and therefore yachser Reuven can still remarry Rachel. And the Mishnah continues. Rameya says that the reason for the takana in the Mishnah is not based on knas, but based on kekula. And therefore, Rameya says, "Kol nedesh shesar chakiris chacham lo yachzer." That the only time that we said that Reuven cannot remarry Rachel is if the neda that she made is the type of neda that the husband could not be made for. And the only way that she could get rid of this neda was by going to a chacham and having the chacham be matter the neda. So prior to getting divorced, the husband could make a mistake and think that she wouldn't be able to be matter the neda, and that's why he divorced her. In this case, Rabbanan had to make a takana that Reuven cannot remarry her because if at some later point she goes to Chacham as Matan Neda, so Reuven will say that if I would have known that she could have been Matan Neda, I never would have divorced her. However, Rameya continues, that if Rachel made a Neda that the husband could have been made for her, and instead of being made for her Neda, he divorced her, and then after the divorce, she went in front of a Chacham and he was Matan Neda, so Reuven can never tell her that if I knew that you would have been Matan Neda, that I wouldn't have divorced you, because Lamaisa, he had the power, even prior to divorcing her, to be made for a neder. And by the fact that he divorced her, it shows that he didn't want a woman who will make nederim, even though it's possible to be made for a neder or to be matar neder. And therefore, you don't have to be chayish l'kakul in this case. And that's why Reuven can still remarry her. And the Mishnah continues. Amar Rabbi Elazar argues in our mayor, and he says that it doesn't make a difference if this woman made a neder she'in ser chakir eschacham, or if it's a neder she'ser chakir eschacham. We still made a takana that lo yachzer, that the husband cannot remarry her. And Rabbi Elazar explains lo asu zel. And as the Brisa will state on Daf Mem Vav B'Alef, that Rabbi Elazar really holds that Asu Tzarech El Mpei She'ini Tzarech, that really there's more of a reason for the Chachamim to make this Takana in a case where you don't need a Chakiris Chacham in order to be Matan Neda, as the husband himself could have been made for the Neda, as in that case a person could say that really I didn't know that I could be made for the Neda, and that's why I divorced her, and if I would have known that I really could be made for a Neda, I would have never been Megarisha. However, Rabbi Elazar holds that if there's a case where the woman made a Neda that she saw a Chakira's Chacham, that in order to be matter the Neder, she had to go to Chacham, and the husband could not be made for the Neder, then in that case, the husband would not have a taina that I really wouldn't have divorced you, and I would have sent you to a Chacham to be matter the Neder, because as Rashi brings down, that non Sadi, the Ein Adam Reitz, she says, Bazi Ishtu Bezim, Fnei Chacham, Leilich Lebezdino, Yvili Shoah Nidra, that is a Chazoka, and non Sadi, that a person doesn't want his wife to be embarrassed in Bezdin by having go in front of a Bezdin and tell over a Neder in order to have a Chacham be matter the Neder, and therefore a person would not be able to have such a taina. And even though the taina of Kilkel does not necessarily apply in a case of Neder Shesar Chakiris Chacham, even so the Rabbanon said Loi Plug, and they said in all cases Reuven cannot remarry Rachel. And the Mishnah now continues and brings a story, and this story in this part of the Mishnah doesn't seem to have any connection to the prior part of the Mishnah, and the Gemara will explain Chasur Mechser V'Hachikitani, and the Mishnah states Amar Beis Yehuda Ma'aseh B'Tzidon, there was a story in Tzidon Be'echad She'amal Ishtai Kainim Imeini Megashich, Reuven made a Neder that I won't eat certain foods if I don't divorce you, the Gershon, and he actually kept his neder and he divorced her, the Tiyule Chacham Shech Surena, and the Chacham will mat him to remarry his wife, Mipay Tikkun Olam, and the Gemara will explain exactly what this part of the Mishnah means. And it's interesting, in this Mishnah, we brought a story that happened in Sidon, and in the middle of the Gemara on Daf Mamheim Beis, we just saw Maisa Baibichavim Echab Bitsidon, Shei Kaisis Farim, etc. So we saw another story from Sidon, and the Gemara begins, Rabbi Yisrael Menumi, Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Yisrael Menumi said the name of Nachman, Vuhusha Amalom, Mishum Shemrani Mitziach, that when he gives her the get, he has to say that the reason why I'm giving you the get is because there's a laz that you mizana, and we continue on that member of Merav, and the same din applies in the case of Neda, Mishum Neda Ani Mitziach, that the reason why I'm divorcing you is because you made a Neda. And the Gemara continues, Kasava, according to this version of the Gemara, Rav Nachman holds, Tayyim Mai Mishum Kukula, that the reason why the Rabbanan said that Reuven cannot remarry Rachel is because he potentially could be Makalkla, as Lemais, if she got remarried, he could eventually say that this get wasn't really a get, and you were really still an Ish Ish, and therefore your children are Mamzerim, though he Amala Hachim Matzim Kalkala, if he actually said that the reason why I'm giving you the get is because of the Shemra, or because you made a Neda, then he could come afterwards and say that you see that the reason why I gave you get is because of these Taimim, and since we found out that she was not Mizana, and the rumors were not true, and they were unsubstantiated, or that Rachel went to her Chacham, and he was Matar her Neda, so then he could say that I really never meant to give this get, and the children are Mamzerim, and would be Loi, if he actually didn't say these words, Loi Matzim Kalkala, then it would be impossible for him to be Makalkala, as there is no way that he could be Mbatal this get. In that case, the Rabbanon did not make a takana, and Reuven could still remarry Rachel. And as Rashi states, V'chein amati b'shas geirishin shem pekach ani motziech, v'shigarashtiech, hoye b'dayti lachzirech, im yimtzu dvarim b'doyim, uv'nimtzu get batal, u'b'nei b'nasheni mamzerin. And Rashi explains that the reason why this takana works is because l'fikach oimloi koyim geirishin, Bezdin would tell him prior to geirishin, havideh yishino, shaloi techzirene lamis, that you can never take her back because you're trying to go and divorce her based on this laz or based on a neda. And once Bezdin tells this to her, the shuvah neman leimakein, so now Reuven would actually not be able to say that I only wanted to divorce her based on the fact that it was a laz or that it was a neda. Shekim sheyada she'asal lelachzira, and since Reuven was told that it's impossible for him to go and remarry her, and even so lechosh lehamtin v'livdik achadvarim, and he didn't wait in order to be boydik and check out to make sure that he has any way to stay married. Gilu b'daitus shleis chavivalov. Therefore, he's megala that really he's divorcing her because he doesn't really love her, and he's not only divorcing her based on the fact that she has a neda or because of his laws. And as we mentioned in Akdama, that although Rashi says that it's possible that if he would actually say such a lashon and he would say that I really didn't mean to divorce her, then the get would be batal. And if she got remarried and she had children, those children would be mamzerim. Places in the top of the Amid states near the chashazu ina kim laz ba'alma v'loy shiye mamish get batal b'nei mamzerim d'holoy oma almanas l'maisa, he didn't say almanas, and therefore the get would not be batal. Ayin in Taisus. However, Taisus Rid learns like Rashi, and at the bottom of that memheim beis Taisus Rid says hilchach apapish l'nesla get stam belishum tnai shabaylam, and even though he did not make an actual tnai, anan sadi shekoli boy ina el shemimsa la shekel shaloye get va'apapish loy pirish basadaiti esli nun sheina get goyma el kfimach shavas liboy. And Taisus Rid continues further down on the amid on memvavim nal for davka kish amalei mishum shemrani megashich toaz anu hilchum achamach shavas liboy mepleishu gila machshavte beferish avim loy oma shum dava beis agirishin apapish yedanu shayis beinem ketata bavua la shiyotzo la kimish nusla gita bistam vle omla dobo bevade de gom of yom bechol leiv ayin sham. And the Gemara continues with the second version as to Rav Nachman stated ikad amri others say om Rav Yisrael bar Menumi om Rav Nachman tzorch shiyem lo havi yidah shemishum shemra ani mitziach umishum neda ani mitziach. According to this version of Rav Nachman, there's no actual requirement that Reuven had to say at that time that I'm doing so because of the laz or because of the neda, but the Rabbanu with Mesakin that lechatchila Reuven should tell her that you should know the reason why you're receiving this get is because there's a laz that came out against you, and because you made a neder. However, as Rashi states, Umiu bein oma bein loy oma lo yachzer, but the ma'aseh the takanas chacham was that it doesn't make a difference if Reuven said so at the time that he gave her a get, or if he didn't say so at the time that he gave her a get, Reuven would still not be able to go and remarry Rachel. And the Gemara explains that what is pshat in this version of Rav Nachman, because kasava time of mai, the reason why we made the takana kadesh leib b'nei so pruses by rice with darim hilchot zarech lemeim lachi. Therefore, we wanted to know that this is the reason why we divorced, in order that people should realize that if a woman is a parts by rice and there'll be a laws against her, or if she will make the darim, then if a husband divorces her, that there will be major ramifications, as a husband will never be able to remarry her. And keep in mind that both time that we just had of Rav Nachman in the Lishna Rishayna and the Lishna Achreina are both going in the Tanakama and trying to explain the Shita of the Tanakama to us. And the Gemara continues, Tani Kalishna Kama, Vitani Kalishna Brasar, we have a Brisa like the Lishna Kama, and we also have a Brisa like the Lishna Brasar, Tani Kalishna Kama, Amra Meir, Rameya stated, Amru, Hamitzi Sishim, Shum Shemra, Yachsa, why is it that we said that if Reuven divorces Rachel based on a laws that she was Mizana, that he can't go and remarry her, or Mishum Nedal Yachsa, and if he do also because she had a Nedal, then once again Reuven cannot remarry her, Shama Taylor Vitinos Lacha, because maybe Rachel will go and get remarried to Shimon, and then they will find out that the words were actually not true, and the laws wasn't true, and she was able to be matar neda for Yoyma, and then Reuven would say, if at the time that I was giving you a get, I would have known the facts, I would have known that the laws was not true, and I would have known that you could be matar neda, so even if they were giving me $10,000, I would never divorce her, get bottle, and the get will be bottle, and the children will be mamzerim. Therefore, at the time that he's about to give the get, Bezin tells him, that if you're divorcing your wife solely on this laws or solely on the fact that she has a neder, then you will never be able to remarry her. And of course, as we explained from Rashi, that will cause that he's not going to be believed afterwards to say that that was the reason why he divorced his wife. And we will say that the real reason he divorced her is because he didn't love her any longer and he didn't want to stay married to her. And keep in mind, although we saw, like the Lishna Kama, there's not mamash raya that that's what the Tana Kama holds, because as we mentioned before, Rameya certainly holds that the reason for the takana that Reuven cannot marry his wife once again is based on kilkel and not based on knas. But the reason for the Tanakama could still be like Rav Nachman's second side, and it could be based on knas and not based on kilkel. The Gemara continues, Tani Kalishna Basra, we have a brisa that shows that there's a possibility that the reason for the Chacham takana that Reuven can no longer marry Rachel is based on a knas and not based on kilkel. As Amar Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yesi, why is it that we said that if Reuven goes and divorces Rachel either based on a laws or because of a neder, they can no longer remarry her, even if she did not yet get remarried to someone else? Shalayu b'nei so prutzes by rice of the darim. It's in order that the daughters of Klai Yisrael will not be prutzes by rice of the darim, and they will see that there's major downside, as if their husband divorced them based on a laws or based on a neder, then they will no longer be able to remarry that husband. Lefikach imloy, and therefore Bezin tells Reuven at the time that he's about to give the get, and Malah, make sure you tell her have yidas, you should know shemeshum shemrani mitziach, that the reason why I'm divorcing you is because of a laws, and I'm divorcing you because you made a neder, and therefore this will be a warning to all other women that by making a darim or by being a prutza, and potentially there will be a laws that comes out against you that will cause your downfall, and potentially your husband will divorce you and you'll no longer be able to remarry him. And the Gemara continues and quotes from our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda stated kol neder shiyad by Rabban liyachzer, that if Rachel made a neder that was made by Rabban and therefore it's in leafara, so that's considered a major neder, and therefore the Chacham felt a need to give her a knas, and that's why they said that if her husband divorces her, then he will no longer be able to remarry her. And as we explained, Rabbi Yehuda holds, like the second time of Rav Nachman, that the reason for this takana was based on knas and not based on kilkel. However, a neder that was not hud b'rabim and is yesh le'afara and yesh le'atara, then over there it wasn't such a strong neder, and therefore the Chacham did not make this takana and did not make a knas on this woman. And the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Shimon Malevi, my time in Rabbi Yehuda, what is the reason Rabbi Yehuda said that a neder shud b'rabim is in le'afara and in le'atara? As the pasuk says, "Bidegei Yeshua and the Gavainim." After the Gavainim fooled Yeshua and they got B'nai Yisrael to go and swear to them that they would not harm them, the pasuk states, "Vayhikum B'nai Yisrael ki nishbul hem nesia eda b'Hashem alakei Yisrael vayileinu kol eda al nesiim." And it's muchach that really Yeshua wanted to go and be shoyel on the shvua. However, because they swore in front of nesia eda and it was a neder shehud b'rabim, therefore they couldn't be shoyel on the shvua. And the Gemara continues, "Rabbanon and the quaint Rabbanon that hold that a neder shehud b'rabim is yesh le'afar." How would they explain this pasuk in Yeshua? The Gemara explains that Rabbanon hold that in the case in Sefer Yeshua with the Gevinim, Hasam Michal Shvua Leo Klal, that really the Shvua was not Chal and Klal Yisrael at all. As since the Gevonim lied to Klal Yisrael and they said that we came from a faraway place, and they didn't really come from there, therefore the Neda was betois and the Shvu was not Chal at all. And if so, really Yeshua could have killed them. And the reason why they didn't kill them is Mishum Kedusha Hashem, is because of a Kedusha Hashem, as since they actually made a Shvu and they used the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, therefore it would have been a Chal Hashem to go against the Shvu, even though the Shvu was actually never Chal. The Feeder Rabbanon, they hold that the Pasuk actually makes more sense according to them, because the Pasuk says, V'lohikim B'nei Yisrael, Ki Nishbolem Nesir Eda, B'Hashem Alekei Yisrael. In the Feeder Yehuda, the Pasuk didn't have to say that the Shvu was B'Hashem Alekei Yisrael, but according to Rabbanon, it makes a lot of sense that the whole reason why they actually were not going to go against the Shvu was because they actually said the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and if they would have killed them, it would have caused and created a Chil Hashem. And the Gemara is, for Kama Rabbim, according to Rabbi Yehuda, by Neda Shudra Rabbim, the Inlo Yafara, how much is considered Rabbim? Rabbi Nachman Omar, Gimel, Rabbi Nachman says that as long as you made the Ned in front of three people, that's already considered Rabbim. Rabbi Yitzchak Omar, Asara, and Rabbi Yitzchak says you need 10 people. Rabbi Nachman Omar, Gimel, Yom Beis, Rabbim, Gimel. Nachman says, I noticed based on the Pasuk, B'negeya Zav Gedoyla, where it says Yomim Rabbim, and we learn that this is referring to three Riyas, which he saw on three consecutive days. Yomim means 2 days, and then when it says Rabbim, it means that was 3 days, and therefore we see that Lashon Rabbim refers to three, and Rabbi Yitzchak Omar, Asara, the Chsiv Eda, as in the Pasuk in Yeshua, the Pasuk says, and we know that the word Eda refers to 10 people, since we learn by the Eda of the Meraglim where it says Ad Masal Eda Ra Zais, and we know there were 12 Meraglim minus Yeshua and Kalev who were not the Eda Ra, and therefore anytime it says in the Torah Eda, it refers to 10 people. And since the Makar of Rabbi Yehuda is from the Pasuk in Yeshua of Lahikub and Esau Kinishbalam Nisi Eda, therefore we see that Nedeshud Rabim is talking about a situation where there was at least 10 people there. Before we continue, let's just point out a couple of questions that Taisus asked in Diyu Masal Kim and Amr Eretz Chayka, and Taisus asked in Arabonim Vim Taima, Belavachim Michai Leshvua, why do they have to say it's because they lied, but Lechayr Leshvua should not be Chal, because Vahavi Nishba Lubatel Samitzvah, as the Chacham and Taham Yeshua made a Shvua to the Gevainim, and it was a Shvua to be Mavatel Mitzvah, the Chsiv, as the Pasuk says, Lechayr Kal Neshama, they did not live any of the Shivus Amin alive, and the Gevainim, of course, were part of Shivus Amin, and the Shvua was Lubatel Samitzvah. And then further down, Taisus asked in Rabbi Yehuda, Vim Taima, my time to Rabbi Yehuda, Havade Shvua B'Taisu, the Lemaisa, this is a Shvua B'Tais, and therefore the Shvua should not have been a Shvua at all. And Taisus also says, Lemaisa was a Shvua Lubatel Samitzvah, and once again, he asked in Rabbi Yehuda, that how could Rabbi Yehuda say that this is a valid Shvua? And Taisus therefore answers that in Chnami, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees to Rabbanon that this Shvua was really not a valid Shvua. However, they hold that since this was a Shvua and it was a Neder Shehudu B'Rabim, if it would have been a valid Shvua, then the Chacham would not have been able to be matter this Neder, and therefore it would be a Chil Hashem if the Yidden would not keep the Shvua, and that's why they didn't kill the Gevonim. However, Rabbi Yehuda holds that if it actually would be a din, that Neder Shehudu B'Rabim is possible to have a Fara, then since in this case the Yidden could have been made for the Neder, then it would have actually caused that there wouldn't have been any Chil Hashem involved, since the Neder was considered null and void and wasn't considered a Neder at all. The Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah, Rameya argued on Rabbi Yehuda, and he said that the reason for the Takana was based on Kekula and not based on Knas, and therefore Rameya held, Kol Neder Shetzar Chakiyus Chacham Layachser, Shetan Tzar Chakiyus Chacham Yachser. And as we explained when we learned the Mishnah, Rameya hold that if you need Chakiyus Chacham and a husband cannot be made for the Neder, then at some point later he could say that if I would have known that the Bezin could be matter this Neder, I would have never divorced her. However, if originally Reuven could have been made for this Neder, then Reuven can never tain her that I would have never divorced her, as if you really didn't want this Neder to be Chal, then you would have just been made for the Neder and you wouldn't have divorced her. And we saw when we learned the Mishnah that Amr Rabbi Elazar also agreed to Rameya the reason is because of Kalkula, and even so he said to Rameya that Lo Yasu Zeh Ol Pnei Zeh, this Takana of the Chachamim that Reuven can never remarry Rachel was said in all cases, and it doesn't make a difference if it's Neder Shetzar Chakiris Chacham or if it's Neder Shein Tzar Chakiris Chacham. But the Lashon of Rabbi Elazar in the Mishnah of Lo Yasu Zeh Ol Pnei Zeh is not that clear, and therefore the Gemara now brings down a Braisa that clarifies Tanya will enter Braisa. Rabbi Elazar states Lo Yasu Tzarech Ol Pnei Shein Tzarech, that the Chacham only acid the case where it's Tzar Chakiris Chacham because of the case where it's in Tzar Chakiris Chacham and a husband could be made for the Neder. And the Gemara explains, but mythically, what is the machlekes between Rameya and Rabbi Elazar? Rameya Sava Adam Reitz to Spazi Ishtar Bezin. Rameya says that a person doesn't mind if his wife has to go to Bezin in order to be Matar Neder and she will be embarrassed, but that doesn't concern him. He'd rather that she doesn't have the Darm. And Rabbi Elazar Sava, Rabbi Elazar holds, in Adam Reitz to Spazi Ishtar Bezin, that a man does not want his wife to be embarrassed by having to go to Bezin in order to be Matar Neder. That's why Rameya holds that in the case where you need Chakiris Chacham and the husband could not be made for a Neder, then we're worried about Kilkul because the husband could always tell that I really would have wanted wanted my wife to go to Bezin and be matar neda, and I only divorced her because I didn't know that she has a possibility to be matar neda. However, according to Rabbi Elazar, the opposite is true, that really a husband would not want his wife to go to Bezin in order to be matar neda. In that case, really, there's no chashash for kilkol. However, since there's a chashash, then in the case where the husband does not need chakiris bezin and a husband could be made for a neda, that the husband eventually could taina, that I didn't know that I could be made for a neda. And if I would have known I could be made for a neda, I would have been made for a neda. I wouldn't have given her a get. And therefore, in all cases, the Chacham said with loy plug, and since there's chashash for kilkol in the case where the husband could be made for a neda and she wouldn't have needed chakiris chacham and she didn't have to be embarrassed by going to bezin, therefore, Rabbi Elazar also says the Chacham also made a takana that Reuven cannot marry Rachel, even if it's a neda that only could be done in front of Chacham, and even though he wouldn't be able to taina that I would have wanted to go to Bezin and be matan neda, because of course he wouldn't want his wife to be embarrassed in Bezin. And the Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, Maisa B'tzidah, was a story in Tzidah, Be'echasham l'ishtay k'nei m'meini m'gashir, that Reuven said to his wife, that I should be also to have enough from certain foods if I don't divorce you, v'girsha, and then he goes and divorces her, v'tiyu l'chacham she'chzurenim play tikkun oilam, and Chacham said that it's mutter for Reuven to remarry Rachel because of a tikkun oilam. And our Gemara begins, my tana, the tani maisa, up until this point, the Mishnah was discussing a case where Rachel made a neder, and now the Mishnah starts discussing a case where Reuven made the neder. And the Gemara explains, Chasur Mechsav Hachi Tani, Ein Echinami, we're missing words in the Mishnah, and it's clear that the Mishnah meant to say as follows, B'medim Remurim, Kishinadra Hi, Avinadra Iyu Yachzer, that the only time that we made a takana is only if Rachel made the neder. In that case, the Rabbanim made a takana either because of Kalkula, that the husband could say that if I would have known that she could have been matter the neder, that I wouldn't have divorced her, or because we Knasa, Shleye B'nai Pruzis Barais, Suvin Adarim. However, if Reuven was the one who made the neder, then the din is that even though he divorces Rachel, he still would be able to remarry her. And is on this point, V'amra Beis Rabbi Yehuda, that Maisa Nami B'Sidon, that was also story in Sidon, Be'echacham L'Ishtai, Koinem M'meinem M'gashich, V'Girsha, V'Tiyu L'Chacham, Shech Zuenem, V'Plei Tekin Oilam, and therefore we see a Maisa to be Maseyeya to the din of the Chsura Mechsura. And in the bottom two Rashis of the Amid, Rashi states, Avon Nada Hu, if Reuven made a neder, he will divorce her, Yachse, that he could still go and remarry her, Im Yirtza, if he wants to, to Lek L'Mechash L'Kukula, as there is no Chshash that maybe he'll be Mekalkalar. And even though previously we brought down two different reasons for the Takanos Chachamim, Rashi isn't telling us that Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda must hold of the reason of Kilkol and not for the reason of Knas, but Rashi is saying that B'negei, the reason of Knas, it's Pashatos, that there's never going to be a Knas on a man, that we don't want him to be parts and make Nedarim. And the only time we have a Knas is potentially by a woman that makes Nedarim. And as we stated before, Kadesh Lo Yibnei Sisal Prutzis Barayis for Nedarim, Rashi is bothered that L'chira, according to the reason of Kilkol, so why don't we say in this case also, since the husband only divorced her based on the neder, why would we not be choshish that maybe at a later point he'll come to Bezin and he'll say, if I would have known I could be matan and neder, then I wouldn't have divorced my wife. And that's why Rashi says, the lech lemechish lekulkula. However, I entice rid on Memvavam Beis in Dio Maskal Pshita, where he's bothered that L'chira, why is it that we won't be choshish for this Kilkol, as we just explained? We won't explain the entice rid, but we will read it inside, as he says, the bevadim hayamudum men hanor metchila kagoin sha'amah nos tashmishich alai, bekoinim umach mizned azeh hay megasha hay tzorich loimen lo yachse shemi kakalo v'yoymar ilu yisi yideh sheis pesla nidri lo yisi megasha ich dumi den nadru hi avazesh shuretz lo garis es ishtoi v'kosha atzme ben nedish lo yachal ischarit, and he actually made a ned that he can't be mischarit from haray onu royim she bekol yeyiv hu megasha v'in chofetz bar klal shari nadu bechol koicha al yidei nedish lo yisratzi ima hilkach shum kilko inu yachal asais v'shamachim itam tamuda pshita vadi sheoch lachzira ayin sham. And we continue on that memvav and beis, and the Gemara asks, my koinam, that Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda brought down the story in Sidon where Reuven said to his wife Rachel, koinam it meinim megashich. And since the general term koinam is a lashon of carbon and generally used as a lashon hegdish, Reuven asks a chefta on himself and makes it hegdish, or benegei nedarim, where he makes something considered like hegdish and it becomes asa to him, but it's generally on a chefta. And over here it seems that he was making a promise that he's going to divorce her, and the lashon of koinam doesn't seem appropriate. And the Gemara answers, like we explained the Mishnah, Amrav Huna, but I mean yasu kol perish b'yom alai im einim megashich, that in Chanami Reuven made a net over here, and he actually asked the chifetz on himself, and he said that all periods of the world should be also to me if I don't divorce my wife. And of course, since we already learned in Darim, we understand this Gemara very well, that that's a standard lashon of koinam when you're making a neder. And the Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah, v'tiru lei sheikh sirena, and even though Reuven made a neder that he will divorce his wife, and they didn't divorce her, the Chacham still said that he could go and remarry her. And the Gemara asks, pshita, the luchari, why would we say that he can't remarry her? There's no reason for the knas, and as we brought from the Tais Rid, there's no reason of kilkul over here either. And the Gemara explains, that we would think that the Chacham should make a geir on their husband because of the din of Rab Nosson, the Tan of Rab Nosson, because Rab Nosson stated that if someone makes a Neda, that's considered as if he built a Bama at the time of Issa Bamas, that Mekayim, and someone goes and is Mekayim the Neda, and he doesn't go to be Matar the Neda, Kilo Hikra La Carbon, is as if he was Makri the Carbon. And over here, since Reuven made a Neda, and he actually went forward with the Neda, and he divorced his wife, maybe we would think that we would class him, and we would say they can't go and remarry her. Kamash one, that we know makes a Tetachana, and he could still remarry Rachel. And Rashi explains, Kilo Hikra Carbon, Ala Bama, the Gama Vayne Shalim, the Fish Ali Day Kane, who Magal after Mimbin Durham, and since we don't want people making a Durham, maybe we made a Tetachana that he would not be able to go and remarry Rachel, Kamash one, that we don't make such a Tetachana. And the Gemara continues and quotes from the Mishnah, Mepre Tikkun Olam, and the Gemara is bothered, my Tikkun Olam Mika, that Lachari, if this is going on the last case, what type of Tikkun Olam is there over here? All we said is that even though he made a Neda and he actually divorced his wife, the Chacham were not Mesakin, that Reuven cannot remarry Rachel. And the Gemara explains, Amar Sheshes Aresha, Ena Chanami, these words of Mepre Tikkun Olam is going back on Aresha, that the reason why we said that if Reuven divorced Rachel based on a Laz or based on her Neda, that Reuven cannot remarry Rachel is based on Tikkun Olam, either based on Kekula or based on Knas. And Ravina Omar, Ravina states, La Ilam Asefa, really the words of Mpre Tikkun Olam are going on the last case of the Mishnah, Vahri Krani, Ein Bezu, Mpre Tikkun Olam, that the Mishnah is telling us that in this case, one may think that there should be a Tikkun Olam based on Kilkul or based on Knas or based on Rav Nosson, Kamash 1, that there is no reason for Tikkun Olam, Masha Inkin, in this Risha, there is a reason because of Tikkun Olam, and there would be an Issa for Reuven to marry Rachel, either because of Kilkul or because of Knas. We begin the new Mishnah, Maitzei Zishta Mishum Islandess, if Reuven divorces Rachel because she was an islandess, and Rashi says at the time that they got married, he didn't realize that she was an islandess, and therefore he wasn't mekabel on himself to marry an islandess. And Rashi explains that this is not a case of a mekach tois, and in a case that you don't need a get, or mekal mokum tzricha get, in this case, Reuven would have to give her a get, the inad demaisa bilasi bilasnus, or bal l'shem kedushin, as since it's a chazaka that a person doesn't want his bias to be his bias, therefore his bias was l'shem kedushin, and he's required to give her a get. However, keep in mind that in this case, he would not be required to pay her a ksuba. Now, keep in mind, we had two reasons why there was a takanas chachamim in the previous Mishnah. Reuven divorced his wife, and he specifically said that I'm divorcing her because of a chashash of znus, or because she made a neda, and the chachamim said that Reuven can no longer remarry Rachel, either because of kekula or because of a knas. And we saw specifically the Rabbi Huda held the reason of knas and not the reason of kilkul. However, in our Mishnah, Rabbi Huda will agree to the din of kilkul, and the Gemara will ask that l'chayr is a stira between Rabbi Huda and our Mishnah and Rabbi Huda in the previous Mishnah. As Rabbi Huda says, lo yachzer, that once Reuven divorces this islandess, he can no longer ever remarry her. And as Rashi says, that Rabbi Huda is chayish for Kilkula, that maybe at a later point, she will go get remarried and she'll have children. And Reuven will say that if I would have known that she could have children, I would have never divorced her, even if they would have paid me $10,000. Therefore, Bezin makes sure to tell Reuven before he divorced her that you should know that if you go and divorce her, you'll never be able to remarry her. And therefore, prior to divorcing her, make sure that you're certain you want to divorce her, as if you will actually divorce her, we will never let you remarry her, and we won't even believe you at any later point that the reason why you divorced her was only because she was an islandess, and we will actually understand that you divorced her because you didn't love her. And the Mishnah continues, V'chama im yachse, V'chama na chai shel kekula, and therefore they say that Reuven can still remarry her, even though he divorced her because she was an islandess. And the Mishnah continues, Nisis la'acha v'hoyle banim imena v'yitavas ksubasa, if she gets married to Shimon, and then she has children, and therefore she proves that she was an islandess, and now she comes back to Reuven, and she says that L'maisa was an islandess, and therefore you owe me a ksuba. Rabbi Huda, so Rabbi Huda says, you should tell her that it's better for her to be quiet than to actually have this taina, as if she's not quiet and she actually taina that she wants a ksuba, then her husband will say that if I would have known that you were not an islandess, I wouldn't have divorced you, and therefore the get would be batal, and you were an eishes ish, and therefore your children are mamzerim, and therefore your downside is much greater than your upside of the ksuba. And Ayin and Rashi use the interesting lashon, sheyoyma ilu yadati b'sayfi litin lech ksuba lo yigarashtich, therefore I would have known that the end result would have been that I would have to pay your ksuba, then I wouldn't have divorced you. And it's possible that Rashi is explaining that certainly Reuven would not be able to say that if we would have known that you're not an islandess, I wouldn't have divorced you, as the Chacham already took care of that problem by already telling him that you won't be able to have this taina. However, Reuven now has a new taina, that if I would have known that you would have wanted your ksuba and you have a taina to get your ksuba, then I wouldn't have divorced you, and this potentially would be a valid taina that he could be mevatel to get with. And we begin the Gemara, L'meimud Rabbi Yehuda Chai Shel Kekula V'Rabbanan Lei Chai Shel Kekula, from our Mishnah's Mashmah, Rabbi Yehuda says that lo yachser, that you can't go and remarry Rachel because we're Chai Shel Kekula, and Rabbanan say that you're not Chai Shel Kekula and you can remarry Rachel. And the Gemara asks, V'Chashamin Lu, L'chair we find Pun Fakert in the previous Mishnah, that Memheim Beis, the Tran, HaMoitzis Ishtem Mishum Shemra, if Reuven divorces Rachel because of a laws of Shemra, lo yachser, you can't go and remarry her, or Mishum Neda, and if he divorces her because she has a Neda, lo yachser, once again, Reuven cannot go and remarry her based on his Takan Chacham because of Kilkul or because of Knas. And And Rabbi Yehuda, and over there, Rabbi Yehuda stated, "Kol nedar she'ad b'rabim liyachser, she'liyad b'rabim yachser." And we explain that the reason for Rabbi Yehuda is because he held that the reason is based on class, and therefore it had to be a very strong nedar, like a nedar she'ad b'rabim that ain't loy hafara, and therefore the rabbanon klasta. However, on a nedar that was not such a strong nedar that it's yesh loy hafara, then the rabbanon did not class. So we see Rabbi Yehuda was not chayish l'kukula, and he was only chayish for class. Am rabbanon chayish l'kukula, and therefore we see the rabbanon, meaning the Tanakama, at least according to the first version of Rabbi Nachman, as well as Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar in the previous Mishnah, hold that the reason for the Rabbanon Takana that Reuben can't marry his previous wife is based on Kilkol, and Rabbi Yehuda is loichaish l'kula, and Rabbi Yehuda was chayish for knas and not for Kilkol. And the Gemara answers, on Mishmol, Epoch, Eina Chanami, and on Mishnah, we should switch around the Lashonis, and instead of Rabbi Yehuda saying loyachse and chamam yachse, Rabbi Yehuda actually holds yachse because he's not chayish l'kula, and chum holds loyachse because they're chayish l'kula. And the Gemara continues and asks on Shmuel that how can you say that we should switch around the Shitas, and Rabbi Yehuda would be loichaish l'kula, and Rabbi Yehuda would say that yachse, in the Sefer of Mishnah, we learned Nisis l'acha, if Rachel goes and gets married to Shimon, v'hila banim imenu, and she now has children, and she proves that she's not nihilist, v'hita vas ksubasa, and she now is tevei ksuba. So Rabbi Yehuda says, oimullah, so Reuven should tell us, tikus echiofim miduburech, that would be better for you to be quiet than to speak, because l'maisa, if you speak, then I will go and be mevatel to get. And mechlad Rabbi Yehuda chayish l'kula, and therefore we see that Rabbi Yehuda is the one who's chayish for kilkul. And the Gemara answers, hanami epoch, then in this case also, we'll switch around, and ein chanami wasn't Rabbi Yehuda that said this to her, and the proper way to learn our Mishnah would be that Amru Rabbanon, that Rabbanon say that Oymalor, that the husband should say to Rachel, Shtikusei Chiyofim Midiburech. And the Gemara continues, Abaya Omar, Abaya states, Lo Imalay Sepach, really we should not switch around the Shitas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanon our Mishnah, as Rabbi Yehuda really is Chayesh Lekukula, and that's why he says that Lo Yachser, that if Reuven divorced his wife because she may be an idleness, Rabbi Yehuda was Chayesh Lekukula, and therefore he holds that Reuven can no longer marry Rachel. And even though clearly in the Mishnah beforehand we saw that Rabbi Yehuda was not Chayesh Lekukula, that's because about he savlakar meyer v'savlakar belazar. In that Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda holds both like the idea of Rameya and the idea of Rabbi Elazar. But tzarich savlakar belazar b'negeya neda that needs chakiris chacham, and the husband cannot be made for the neda. He holds like Rabbi Elazar that a person can never claim that he would want his wife to have gone to Bezin to be mata neda, because he wouldn't want his wife to be embarrassed by having to go to Bezin, have to tell the Bezin exactly what she made a neda about. Therefore, certainly in a case where in order to be mata neda you have to go to Bezin, certainly Rabbi Elazar would not chayish l'kukula, and Rabbi Yehuda agrees to the svara Rabbi Elazar as well. And b'she'enit zarech, and if it's a neder that doesn't need a bezin, and the husband could have been made for the neder himself, savla krameya, Rabbi Yehuda holds like the shita rameya, that a husband can never claim that he didn't know I could be made for my wife's nedarim, and since he wasn't made for his wife's nedarim, therefore certainly he meant to give her a divorce, and he can never claim that if I would have known I could be made for a neder, I would have never divorced her, and therefore once again we're not chayish l'kukula in any case of neder. And according to this teretz, it comes out that according to Rabbi Elazar, he would hold b'negei the first case of the Mishnah where Reuven divorced his wife based on a laws that she was a mizana. That actual takana was based on two reasons. Number one, because of a knas, as kadesh le'yu b'nei so, prutz of a rise of an adarm. Number two, because we have to be chayshish for kalkula as well. The Gemara continues, Amarava, Rabbi Yehuda, kasha, Rabbanu, loy kasha, Dalachayra, you just gave me terutzim in order to explain why there's no seer between Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah that seemed to be chayish l'kukula, and Rabbi Yehuda in the previous Mishnah that seemed that he was not chayish l'kukula. However, the Maisa is still a stira between Rabbanu of our Mishnah, which seemed that they're not Chayish l'kukula, and Rabbanu of the previous Mishnah that were Chayish l'kukula. And therefore, Elam Rava says, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Lekasha, Kedashininon, that in the Chanami, the question from Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda is not a question, as Abaya's answer is correct. And of course, Rava is also going like Abaya, that we're not going to be Epoch, and we don't hold like Shmuel. And therefore, Rava explains, Rabbanu, Rabbanu, Lekasha, that there's no stira between the Shitas Rabbanu, because Man Chacham Rameya, the Chacham of our Mishnah is Rameya, the Amab Inu Tnai Kafal, and holds that the only time a t'nai works is if you make a t'nai that's k'tnai b'nei gad b'nei Reuven, which was a t'nai kafal. Although in the Mishnah that Mehem Abayz, where he's moitzis ishim mishum shem ra or mishum neda, he actually made a t'nai kafal, and that's why we have to be chayish l'kukula. However, in our Mishnah, where he actually divorced his wife because she was an idolist, he actually did not make a t'nai kafal. And as Rashi said, shle om b'shas gerishin, the Reuven did not say at the time of gerishin ele haviyadas. He said you should know shemishum idolist ani matziach, but le omel, and he didn't say v'mi at idolist lo yiliget, that if you're not an analyst, this not get the hashav get. I feel any analyst, but he must look kalkula. And therefore, in our Mishnah, there's no way for him to be makalkul Rachel. And even if she'll go and get remarried, you will never be able to say that my get wasn't valid. And therefore, the children are mamzerim. And that's why Rabbanan said that we would allow Reuven to remarry Rachel. As in our Mishnah specifically, we don't have to be chayish l'kukula. And although we mentioned from Rashi that in our case of the Mishnah, where Reuven was divorcing his wife because because she was an idolatress, we require Reuven to give her a get. However, Taisus brings from the Gemara Maseches Yevamos, where it's mashman daf beis and beis, to loy boy get have a kedusha tois, that's considered kedusha tois, and it's a mekach tois, and we do not require a get from Reuven. And Ayin and Taisus is how he explains our Gemara, and we will stop over here.